I'm gonna fucking crack. There we go.
It's time to get in the ring and start running the ropes.
What hurts most are my feelings. Eric, you cussed at me.
Step inside as the guys talk about all the happenings going on within the WWE.
I am the best wrestler in the world.
TNA.
Okay, look. This is for Fred's eye.
Oh. Ring of Honor.
Hey, Colt Cabana, how you doing?
In the NorCal independent scene.
Fan-friggin-tastic. We're back here again.
Oh, we're back.
And now live from the RTR studio in the San Francisco Bay Area.
What are you wondering?
It's Running the Ropes right here on the Unchained Wrestling Network.
Lots of what?
I'm not getting rid of it.
Are you kidding? That shit's great for my glaucoma.
All right, welcome to Running the Ropes exclusively on the Unchained Wrestling Network. Brian Maverick Bertrand here with you guys once again. Chris Kelly has the week off due to Eurogamer, and he's in Scotland right now. But either way, we're going to complete this Oreo sandwich with Randy McWilliams and Heartbreak Mike. How you guys doing?
What's up?
Doing good. Keeping it Gucci. Whatever.
Keeping it Gucci. Wow, Gucci. That's weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know it's El Paso slang. I know if you ever do come to El Paso,
No. Shut up, Randy.
Okay. Real quick before we get started, I wanna apologize to the listeners, specifically to you listening right now on your computer, or if you downloaded it in the podcast in your car or whatever. Last week we had a bit of a problem. We did the show. We had a great show, but when I converted it, it only got 11 minutes of it. So, and it came out all weird. I'll definitely try not to let that happen again. It happens. but at least I'm not on Windows 7, right? So. But with that out of the way, what the hell, man? Matt Hardy, and I know we're bringing this up now. It's been a while since it's been out. How can a guy get 3 DUIs in a 1 month period? Seriously, guys, help me out. How is that possible? Hello? Am I the only one talking here? I guess I am.
No. I just don't want to say anything because it'll make me angry.
Be angry.
I don't know what there is to say.
There's not much to say, but it's like,
I know he is getting help. That is good news out of this.
Well, see, my thing is, how do we know he's sticking with it? How do we know that he's getting into the, you know what I mean? Like, how's he not sneaking out one night going drinking? It's happened before. We've seen it. I've seen it anyway. But, I mean, there's not, it's a 1 month period. How dumb can you be, you know, to go out and get 3 DUIs within literally 3 weeks? I don't get that.
It is hard, you know. After Matt Hardy said, he's like, I want to say he poured his heart out, but I don't believe him. Like, I'm going to go get counseling. I'm going to go get some, go to rehab. And so then Matt Hardy could be version one and leave Ruby Sky alone and leave Brittany alone.
Help me.
Since WWE's making my paycheck a little bit lower than Christy Hemme's, but that's okay. I'm still going to rehab.
I honestly believe that man's career is over. Like, for one, he does have a better technical sense than his brother, But that's still not saying much. At the same time, you look at it like, why do you think you could break out from your brother? You're always going to be typecast. As soon as they put on the cold-blooded gimmick for him, I sat there and said, how? How does that work? I can't. As a singles wrestler, he can't. I'm sure he's great. I'm sure he's like one of the greatest guys to ever enter the squared circle and all that. But he just ends up getting typecast because of his brother. So I don't know. I mean, it's weird. But I don't know. I'm just. At least you know where I'm coming from on this. I think his career is dead. I think he has finally killed it. But it's his own damn fault. So, there you go. I don't know. Should I get into news of the week or should I not? Chris Kelly is not here.
What news of the week do we have?
I do have some stories available. But I don't know. I mean, yeah, let's go. Where is it here? Let's go ahead and put it up there. Again, Chris Kelly is not available this week. He's in Scotland, so he's away from his computer. I guess he's got a TNA UK party up there, so he's going to check that out. So let's go ahead and...
Lucky prick.
Yeah, exactly. He gets to be close to Christy Hemme. And check out that big paycheck.
And now it's time for the news week brought to you by Chris Kelly.
Brian Bertrand.
Headlines.com.
All right. I get to play with the music this time. All right. First story coming off of Headlocks to Headlines.com. The Chicago Tribune has a story about CM Punk getting a new tattoo. On Tuesday at a family tattoo in Chicago, saying, quote, I did a tattoo of a dead fish on the back of his left shoulder. Oh, sorry, that was tattoo artist Matt West, rather. It was a friendship tattoo he got with Natalie Slater of BreakingTheStory.net. There's a story behind that tattoo that means something to their friendship. So, yeah, we get to see CM Punk with a new tattoo coming up next week maybe as soon as this Friday. Another story here. Word is that Who Lowered the Cage is supposed to be a big mystery at the end of Monday Night Raw when the cell was lowered over CM Punk, Alberto Del Rio, John Cena, who I wish would have got cut so bad, and Ricardo Rodriguez. It said that many of the angles on Monday's Raw were done to build up the Vengeance pay-per-view rather than Hell in a Cell. But what would be the point? So there you go. Word coming out last week at WWE Super Show was that Sin Cara versus Sin Cara would take place at Hell in a Cell. And I still say I called it a week before JJ Sexay did. Unless things change again. Word going around last night was that it will take place in the Vengeance pay-per-view. And another match in the books. Another match on the books for Vengeance is United States Champion Dolph Ziggler versus Jack Swagger, but we saw them on Monday Night Raw shaking hands. So, Rey Mysterio
he kissed and made
up. Yeah, really. Rey Mysterio posted on Twitter today that he was seeing doctors in San Diego. As noted before, Rey might have to go in for a second operation on his knee, further delaying his return to the WWE. And
it's sad to see this because, like, Mysterio's, like, there's only so many surgeries he could get. I wouldn't be surprised if he retires soon. Not necessarily that he will retire, but if he were to, or you see this in a couple years.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And we've noticed how he's not doing the high flying much anymore as to what he's known for. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. I hope he comes back. But then again, how is his ability going to change? You know what I mean? So, there you go. Finally, Zack Ryder told WWE Magazine in a new article that he would like to end his YouTube show when he gets where he wants to be on WWE TV. You haven't done that already. Are you not in a good spot? You're not being pushed enough? He said, quote, "Well, I'm tired of it already, so it wouldn't surprise me if some viewers got tired of it soon. Honestly, I can only do this show for so long before the charm kind of wears off. Once I get to where I want to be on TV, then there will be no need for the show, and that's a good thing." So, there you go. That was News of the Week, brought to you by HeadlocksToHeadlines.com, and Chris Kelly and the whole staff over there are just awesome. So, there you go. I will admit something right now. My interest for Raw has dwindled as of late. I haven't watched it for the last couple of weeks. I will recap it, however. I'll tell you what I did see. I saw the ending. That's about it. That's about all I remember to catch. But I saw John Cena get at the end where the cage is lowering, and I think that's great that they're going to build that up. But at the same time, I thought that he was going to get hit, going to get injured from that so bad, because he came awfully close to getting hurt. Did you guys see that?
I did not see that part of Raw, so I wouldn't know that.
Yeah, it scared the hell out of me, but at the same time, it's not surprising. I just found something on another news website that I want to bring up.
Dun, dun, dun.
This is crazy, and I'm going to read it right now. Breaking news, I guess. In an interview with the British tabloid newspaper The Sun, WWE Hall of Famer Stone Cold Steve Austin repeated his previous comments that if he were to wrestle one more time, CM Punk would be the guy that he would want to face. He says, quote, I hear the stories, and if the stars are aligned and all things worked out to benefit us all, the WWE, myself, and Punk, I'd say that he's the guy I picked to face. He added that he looks up to Punk for what he's doing now, just like Punk looks up to him for what he did in the ring when he was on top of his career, and called it a case of mutual respect. Says, quote, "I'm sure I could get another match out of this carcass of mine." Texas Rattlesnake also talked briefly about Tough Enough, saying it's 95% guaranteed for a second series, or a second season rather, and said that he was involved in the process more than he expected, and he really enjoyed that. Hey, if we could get more shows like Tough Enough out there that show a closer side to how wrestling training is done, especially for those that are veterans, oh my God.
Yeah, that would be pretty awesome. It really would. And it's like, you know, from a person here talking, you want to talk about wrestling, I mean, it's like there's a lot of people that will do shows.
Yeah.
You know, what they got to go through, like from waking up to going to sleep.
And what I love about it, more is that it puts the guys from the independent level up a little more. And I'll give you a prime example of that. AJ Kirsch. Oh my God. AJ from Tough Enough. NorCal wrestler. Amazing wrestler. He has been getting so many bookings since he was eliminated from Tough Enough. So many bookings. And I'm proud of that. I'm proud to say NorCal Wrestling has great wrestlers. So, I mean, hey, once they get a second series, I might have a pick on who should be on there. I can name three NorCal guys that could do it. And Mike Hayashi is definitely one of them. So... yeah, definitely. Speaking of which, you can see Mike Hayashi let me finish my shameless plug. You can see Mike Hayashi take on all three members, four wrestlers for Tough Enough. All three wrestlers of Pink Mink Inc. That's wrestling personified Rick Luxury, Sheik Khanabadi, and the manager, Marcus Mack, at RFW October 14th at the Loudon Nelson Community Center in Santa Cruz, California. For more information, rivalforge.com. Shameless plug over, so yeah. Anyway, what were you going to say, Randy?
Me and Mike can name a few indie stars that should be on Tough Enough from just about any promotion.
From any promotion? Jeez.
Well, not any promotion. Depends on the ones you follow. Because there's the ones I follow, like ROH.
The ones that I follow.
Let's go with my.
I want to see Melissa get up on there. As much as a veteran she is, I want to see her make it huge on Tough Enough. I really do.
I was just watching her on the latest Shimmer tape.
She's still looking good, though, I bet. I haven't seen any...
Yeah, she is.
I haven't seen many Shimmer episodes in a very long time, so I'd have to check that out. But either way, I want to see more NorCal guys get on there. Like, Dylan Drake would be a good person to put on there. He looks good. He's a hell of a wrestler. He's great. He's a great technical expert, and he could help train, like on the side. So that would work out. Matt Carlos would be a good one. Like I said, Rick Luxury would be a great one. She kind of body awesome. If they could get Jody Christopherson on there, oh, mark out. But that's just me. But yeah, there's a lot of others, I'm sure. I mean, who's big on the independent right now? God, who am I thinking of? The lumberjack gimmick guy from Ring of Honor.
Which one? Davey Richards?
No, the one with the big beard. Eli Redwood or something like that?
Oh, Brody Lee?
No. Eli Redwood.
Grizzly Redwood?
Grizzly Redwood, that's it. Sutton Redwood.
Oh, nah, he sucks.
He sucks? Oh, I thought he was...
He's botchy as shit.
Oh, well, fuck him. Well, I don't know. I just thought...
It's the guy that does play him, but yeah, he's botchy.
Speaking of Ring of Honor, I got to get into this right now. I know we're going to cover Raw. We're going to talk a little bit about it, but I got to bring this up. What the hell? Didn't we have Kerry Silken on not that long ago? And
great interview we did that you can check out here on the Unchained Wrestling Network.
Definitely. Yeah, it was a great interview. I still have it. Maybe, you know, I could clip it out or something and, you know, make a promo out of it. He did say, if I heard him right, he did say he was going to put the Ring of Honor, or they were going to put the Ring of Honor episodes up for free, right?
Yes, I believe they are.
Okay, so here's my question that I'm going to propose to you, Randy, because you follow it more than I do. But I really do want to follow it a little more. Why is it, I went to the Ring of Honor website last night. Out of pure randomness, just to try and watch Ring of Honor from the 24th, which was their big show in Chicago Ridge, Illinois, if I'm not mistaken. The one we were promoting before.
Yeah, I believe, that was the first TV taping, which I believe was in Chicago Ridge. Yeah, it was.
Right. So why is it that I have to be a paid member on the website just to watch it for free? That I do not understand. I don't know. I just don't understand. It's weird.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from there, that why are they charging for it? And a lot of people are probably asking that too. People probably going to be, oh, I can't get the network, which, yeah, that does suck. I can't get it either. Now, I understand where ROH is coming from on this deal to try to get money, because this is all part of their little package deal that they're promoting, which has some good perks with it. Let me go to the website right now. Not so much a shill job here for me, but this is just what they have. So right. we can get the fine listeners to our show to better understand. I should probably tell them to just check out the website themselves, but nah.
I mean, all right. if you could check it out, it's ROHwrestling.com. I really don't get that. I mean, if they say it's free, it's supposed to be free. If it's not free, that's false. If you say it's free, but then you gotta have people pay to become a member.
Well, you gotta realize, since when is anything free? You got to remember that there is no such thing as free in this.
Yeah, but on top of that, they are an independent company with less money. So I mean, I just don't get. I don't understand. But they advertised for free. All Pro Wrestling in Hayward is a free show at the garage. You just got to bring in 3 cans of food. That's it. It's not really that free, but it's freer than most. So, I mean, I don't know. Go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry for interrupting.
No, I know it's fine. I mean, I understand what you're saying and all, but you got to realize it's like playing an MMO. They'll tell you it's like, okay, Lord of the Rings Online. It's free. Oh my God, it's free. But then you got to realize, wait, why can't I do this? You have to be a premium member. There are a lot of things that you got to realize is that if you're going to, nothing is free. Nothing is free. You're always going to miss out on a lot of things.
Right.
I want someone to find me something that's like extremely free that you're going to get a whole bunch of stuff and it's really awesome.
Well, then again, World of Warcraft is free
up to level 20. Until you get up to level 10.
20.
Oh, they boosted it up to 20 now?
Yes.
Looks like I'm going to be playing World of Warcraft now.
But at the same time, I totally understand where you're coming from.
Right.
And I understand it's an independent company. They don't have the money of WWE to really make shit free. But when you look at it from the perspective of the average guy who's coming in, he wants to check out Ring of Honor and to really give it a shot and all that. They say, oh, well, you can watch our shows for free online. But you have to be a paid member of at least $8 a month. I don't understand that. Why do I have to pay for this when you said it was going to be free? There was no fine print. I never heard any fine print talk from Kerry Silkin about it on the show. I don't understand. But, I mean, hey, to each his own. If they want to make money off of that, that's fine. I might have to pay for it anyway because I like Ring of Honor because I'm
hell. You know. Look at what you get with the access if you become a Ringside member, which is $8 a month.
Right.
You get access to the exclusive video library, which runs about 9 years. Yeah, exactly 9 years since they started 2002. Classic ROH matches, uh-huh. Some of the best of compilations. Complete ROH DVDs and more, and then you get the exclusive access to the TV show where you get mm-hmm. to view it on Monday instead of Thursday without ads and full access to previous shows.
Right.
And then also 15% off all merchandise, exclusive discount on iPay-per-views, which are only about $15, which is a really good deal when you think about it. Access to exclusive interviews, web chats with wrestlers, no pre-roll ads on other video content, buy tickets to most events before they go on sale to the public, an ability to order new titles and receive prior to release.
Okay. So that makes sense. So it's like a club card, like a Safeway club card. You bring it in, you get a discount on shit.
Yeah.
As well as you get free access to their library and all that. I get that. I don't know. I would just like something free that I don't have to pay any membership for.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah, but you ain't going to get that. Why do you think titty bars are like having huge sales and crap?
Why do you think medical marijuana dispensaries are having huge sales and all that?
For why new do you people? Think Molina quit?
Yeah, really. Actually, no. No. Melina got fired. Let's get that right off the bat. Bitch got fired.
Yeah.
Fired.
I don't know. It was just something I saw and got really mad about. I know it's totally something I should not get mad about. I get pissed off very, very easily. So, I mean, hey, you know, that's all right. What? I really wish Chris was on, because then he could do filler for me. I just, if anything, ROH, again, does a very great job, and I want to congratulate them for coming back to TV, for getting all that stuff situated, and finally getting to a point where they're satisfied. You know what I mean? I wish that they would be on in California, because I would love to watch them live on TV out here. But unfortunately, we don't get that. So, I don't know. Anyway, let's get into some Raw, if this will hurry up and start. No. Here we go. Let's get into some Monday Night Raw. Okay, and yeah, really, I thought that was gonna go on a little bit longer. It just ends abruptly. Okay, it looks like this week we started out with Triple H coming out for a fourth consecutive week in a row.
With no injury.
With no quad injury. How about that? I can't find my stuff here. And we'll have to cut that out on the thing. Anyway. From the world in New York. What the fuck? Oh, this is the wrong episode.
God dang it.
They don't have a nightclub anymore. They sold that shit. That's now a Hard Rock Cafe.
Who? What?
Where WWE New York was? You know, that's a...
Oh, yeah.
Hard Rock Cafe now? Hard Rock. Wow. I was surprised.
They actually did the finals of a Diva Search there.
Right.
Yeah, they did.
I think it was the one Layla won.
Yeah, actually that was. Anyway, Triple H's music comes out, and he walks down to the ring, has a mic, says... Before Raw gets started, he wanted to explain the firings of The Miz and R-Truth last week after, you know, they jumped them and all that. Triple H says it wasn't because of some conspiracy, but because of their actions at Night of Champions. He says that their apologies weren't good enough, so he fired them and let them wrestle wrestle last week and then fired them again. Oh, no, he fined them, rather, let them wrestle, and then fired them completely. Then goes on to say that Mark Henry has been fined $250,000 for attacking Ross last week on Raw, and no man was bigger than the WWE. So, and then we follow with the most annoying voice in WWE, tied only to Booker T's wife, is Vicky Guerrero. Tied in the annoyance factor. No, tied with Booker T's wife and Bobby Lashley's wife. The only difference why Crystal and Charmel are just a little bit above Vicky Guerrero is because they're black stereotypes. Just saying. Uh, Vicky introduces Dolph Ziggler, and they make their way down to the ring. Dolph just wants to know what Triple H is going to do for him. Last week, he stole the show with Hugh Jackman, to which Jackman knocked him out. He wanted the respect he deserves,
Frazier.
Apparently.
Down goes Frazier.
Down goes
Ziggler.
Dolph says he suffered a hairline fracture at the hands of Hugh Jackman. But because he knows he's a hero to many children, he's still here to perform. In what universe? He wants to know what Triple H is going to do about Hugh Jackman's attack. Trips doesn't know what to do, but says he will provide protection for when the Muppets are on Raw next month.
Oh,
yes.
God. What?
Yes. You heard me right. Halloween edition of Raw will feature none other than the Muppets. And I want to see the two old men as guest commentators. How
Waldorf
epic.
And Astoria.
How epic
that
would that
or
be?
Or Statler and Waldorf. My bad, yeah,
and then
and
I'd like to see Kermit and Piggy feud with Dolph and in Vicky.
Vicky.
Who's the real Piggy?
And see,
oh, Kermit.
And what's great is that they don't of course I'm 27 years old. I love the Muppets. I love the two old men because they're freaking classic. They're hilarious. I'm so glad they're going to bring them out there. I'm looking forward to it. To put the two things that I loved as a kid, since I was a kid, on one show, the Muppets and wrestling, that's going to be epic. I'll tell you what. Next week here on Running the Ropes, I will watch it. I will be making sound clips. I will be... Oh, no. Let me rephrase that. When they come on Raw on Halloween, I will be making a lot of sound clips. Great sound clips.
Miss Piggy curse words for the win.
Oh, Jesus. If... Oh, I want to see Kermit talk so much shit to Dolph Ziggler. And then come out dressed as Zack Ryder with the with the sunglasses and the headband and like fake hair. Whoa, you know it. Yay! Oh, awesome. Anyways, first match on the card. Alex Riley, Drew McIntyre, Daniel Bryan, Justin Gabriel, Ezekiel Jackson, Sheamus, Ted DiBiase, Cody Rhodes, Sin Cara, and John Morrison in a WWE Intercontinental Championship Battle Royal. Winner of this match, still champion, Cody Rhodes. Not surprising. It's a Raw Battle Royal. None of that shit matters. After that, David Otunga is in the back with John Laurinaitis. Otunga offers John his legal services. Really? Since, after all, he is a Harvard Law School graduate. John thanks him, but says that his current problems are not of the legal variety. It's because of all the cigarettes he smokes, which gave him laryngitis. Sorry, David, but I'm about four packs in today.
I'm telling you, he literally sounds like he's a smoker.
And unfortunately, it's not of the legal nature. Apparently, someone laced my cigarettes with crack.
He got chopped too many times at the throat in Japan.
Is that what it is?
Probably Kintsu Kobashi just ba 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 ba. Just Kobashi chopped the shit out of him.
I've seen those chops.
Oh. Yeah, Kobashi is. He's like, I'd say the king of chops.
Oh, wow. That's a bold statement. Anyways.
Now, there's probably others, but Kobashi chops are fucking lethal.
Right. After that, Natalya and Beth Phoenix, the Divas of Doom that they're calling them on Raw now, I like that, wins via Beth Phoenix hitting the Glam Slam on Eve Torres, it was on Kelly, rather, but I gotta say, Eve Torres, girl, damn it. Where's Playboy when you need it? You know what I mean?
Did you see the submission that Natalya had on Eve?
No, I didn't. Oh, now I gotta watch it. Because I bet it was hot.
You need to see the move.
I bet it was hot. Anyways, after that, they were going to have Mark Henry versus Great Khali. But before the match even started, Mark Henry hit Khali with the World Championship and follows with the World's Strongest Slam, then heads to the back. What was the point? Seemed kind of
just to see useless. Mark Henry pick up Khali with ease.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, the man can lift a ton. So
he can lift the big show, so I'm happy for that.
Anyway, John Cena's in the ring to put over his Hell in a Cell match for this Sunday. According to him, it'll be the first triple threat match in Hell in a Cell as he takes on CM Punk and Alberto Del Rio. Technically, that's true, but at the same time, they have had six men. They have had a six-man Hell in a Cell, so which somehow involved a hay bale truck. What the fuck?
And Rikishi plunging from the cell on the hay bale truck.
I still never understood why it was out there. Alberto Del Rio's music hits, makes his way down to the commentary booth. CM Punk follows next, wearing his classic commentator jacket, but no Colt Cabana shirt. Oh. Anyway, John Cena and Christian wrestle to a no contest. After the match, Del Rio says that all three of them are going to hell on Sunday, but only he will survive. It is, after all, my destiny. So, I know, bad impersonation. But anyway, WWE US title match. Now, Dolph Ziggler retains over, you know it, Zack Ryder.
His Ryder should have been champion, I'm sorry.
I think, you know, and he said, and I mentioned earlier that he wanted to end the Long Island IZ, but honestly, I don't think he needs to. Until he I think here's what's going to happen. Intercontinental title is going to be when he ends it. As soon as he wins a belt other than the Internet Championship, he's going to end it. So, there you go. After the match, of course, Swagger and Dolph Ziggler shake hands, because I guess he got involved in the match. Swagger looks to continue the attack on Zack Ryder, but Kofi and Evan Bourne, come in for the save. And I got a question. Did anyone notice the pants that Evan Bourne was wearing? How it looked almost identical to an AJ Styles gimmick?
Well, one thing of interesting note, they have tag teamed in the past. AJ Styles and Matt Sydal, or when he was Matt Sydal, Evan Bourne and ROH.
Right.
Right.
So that makes sense. But, I mean, the green just, and how it just, it looked just like an AJ Styles outfit to me, or tights to me. So there you go. I thought that was interesting. Teddy Long's music then hits, announces that Vicky has 3 minutes to find a tag team partner for Swagger and Ziggler, because after the commercial, they're going to take on all three men in the ring, to which they come back, and of course, it starts out as a handicap match, where Air Boom and Zack Ryder went over Dolph Ziggler, Jack Swagger, and Mason Ryan, who just obliterated Swagger and Ziggler. I kind of laughed at that. I did catch that one. I laughed at that one. After that, David Otunga's in the back with I guess all the heels in the back. Says that the current atmosphere for WWE talents is illegal. No, it's not. He lets them know that if they want to press forward with a lawsuit, there is precedent. as a group, they seem to agree that it is a possibility worth considering. So, there you go. Anyways, Ricardo Rodriguez comes out, and CM Punk beats Del Rio, beats the champion with a GTS. And finally, after the match, the cell starts coming down out of nowhere as John Cena... John Cena was commentary, that's right. So he comes up, grabs Ricardo Rodriguez, and narrowly misses getting hit by the cage coming down. Oh, that would have been hilarious if he hit it. But anyway,
Cena
gets...
down. No.
Yeah. Cena sends Ricardo into the ring. Go ahead.
Here it makes me mad. Ricardo Rodriguez needs to grab a pair and go back to wrestling.
That's right. I remember they were, like, he's wrestling in FCW.
He has his own stable in FCW.
The Mexican Connection?
Not really. There is another Mexican in there, and Raquel Diaz, who's, of course, Eddie Guerrero's daughter, Shell. Yeah. Connor
looks
O'Brien
damn good.
Is in it, and a couple other people.
Eddie Guerrero's daughter.
Giggity. Anyway,
may he rest in peace.
Yeah, really. Speaking of which, CM Punk did do a tribute to him when they were in El Paso, and I thought that was amazing, because I think that was his first time wrestling for WWE in El Paso, isn't it?
Punk, as far as I know, it is.
Yes,
I saw him when they came to Las Cruces, which is in New Mexico.
Right. But
as far as I know, this is his first time.
I like that. You never saw that when Kurt Hennig died or who else? When Hawk died. You didn't see that too much. But now with Eddie Guerrero passing, it's like...
No. Yes, you have.
With Hawk?
Yes. Yes. The Divas of Doom.
Yeah, well, no, not really. Not with that. Because that, I think...
That was... That...
I don't... I think that's just coincidence. It's just coincidence rather than that. If the Divas of Doom start coming out with spiked shoulder pads, that would be awesome. And that would be a true, like, testament to that. But that was Monday Night Raw. Basically, John Cena sent Ricardo Rodriguez in the ring. Punk hits him with GTS. Cena hits him with an attitude adjustment. Or, rather, the FU. And there you go. That's it. Del Rio slides in the ring with a steel chair and begins to... Basically, he ran into the ring with a steel chair and attacked Cena and all that with the chair. So that makes sense. And Raw goes off the air with Del Rio holding the chair over his head in victory.
Okay. I got a few things to say about that. All right, first and foremost, the WWE are doing tribute slowly but surely. CM Punk did a tribute to the Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah.
CM Punk, he did a tribute to Eddie Guerrero. He's done it several times. From what I heard from about Natalia and Beth Phoenix, they wanted to do it because Anvil Neidhart, he was a fan of the Legion of Doom. So he was like, you know what, if you guys want to be a tag team, he said, honestly, you guys should do a tribute to the Road Warriors.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And so that was the reason why they have now the little spiked little shoulder blades and crap like that. Which, by the way, they're very cute.
That I gotta see. I haven't seen that yet.
You haven't seen it yet?
No.
Yeah, they've done it. It's pretty cute. Also, you know, there's a lot of people that have been doing it, you know. And you guys haven't even picked it up. Beth Phoenix was doing a tribute to Luna.
Oh, right. I forgot she died.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the way she died wasn't really too fond. Yeah. I won't go into it I have made jokes before, but I won't go into it too much.
Right.
Not at least.
And Vicky Guerrero has done a tribute to Sensational Sherry. May she rest in peace. The Brain and Mouth of the South. Now it's not even just the dead legends. It's the live ones as well. You know.
How did Vicky Guerrero tribute Mouth of the South Jimmy Hart without a megaphone?
You haven't seen online yet. They did it. She did it online.
Oh well, that's online.
Yeah.
No true wrestling fan will go to WWE.com for their online BS. I'm sorry.
All right.
Then
take Daniel Bryan for an example. He's making a tribute to Chris Benoit. They don't want to say it, but he is.
Well, that goes without saying.
No. That's a given.
If anything, he's more William Regal.
If he was
kind of like a mix between Regal and Benoit, yeah.
So, Beagle.
Beagle?
Considering Regal helped train Danielson.
With Shawn Michaels, yeah.
Well, yeah, after Shawn, but yeah. Even though I think it was mostly Rudy Boy Gonzalez that did the training with Shawn Michaels.
Right. Who else? You know the One Man Rock Band? Tribute to Lance Cade.
But Lance Cade has not been relevant for a while.
Understand that, but still. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, people...
I don't get how these are all tributes or it's just coincidences.
Well, they're it's not coincidences because some of them have talked about it.
But then I wouldn't consider it a tribute.
Yeah, but I'm just
because,
saying.
And I'll tell you why. Because Lance Cade was fired from the WWE. He was fired because he got caught with too many wellness policy stuff. And they just gave him...
Not because of the plane incident.
Or the plane incident,
too. What I heard was supposedly cocaine. That's allegedly.
It's allegedly. And, you know, but I'm just saying, you know, there are some of the superstars that not. It's like they want to emulate one of their favorite past superstars, you know, and
no, I get. I get what you mean by that, but yeah, I don't think it's like all of them.
Well, yeah, not
I think
all.
It just happens to begin with, and any time, it's just. You just notice them from time to time, like way
right.
And, but I mean, know, there's like, just too many. Then there's too many coincidence, too many tribute, too many coincidences for it to be considered a tribute. I think it's all. I think it's all coincidence because considering who they're tributing themselves to, it makes no sense for them to do a tribute because one, the WWE would not have let them do it in the first place, and two. They got fired from their jobs. I mean, it depends on who it is.
Okay.
Of course, okay. You got... Well, hold on. Let me finish. Of course, you got, you know, the Macho Man tribute, which is great. I'm glad that they did that. Benoit tribute, I could see through Daniel Bryan. But, again, he's, you know... He's a technical wrestler. He's just a very good technical wrestler that I'm sure is emulating him, but not so much considering the fact that he's not.
There's a wrestler that emulates Benoit, well, more specifically Dynamite Kid, more than Daniel Bryan does.
Yeah, so, I mean...
And his name is Davey Richards.
Yeah, but, I mean, in WWE. Davey Richards was not in WWE.
That is true.
As much as Ring of Honor, like, did that, and I'm sure he had a great... You know, run with FCW. He quit, or he did something happened. Like he didn't.
Davey
stay, so.
Hasn't been. So I supposedly he's been given contract offers. I want to say he actually has, but he hasn't ever wrestled in WWE as far as I know.
Right. But I mean, hey, you know, if anything, I'm glad he's doing it. That they're doing it. But there you go. Anyways, we're going to go ahead and take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to finish up with a little bit of TNA talk. And, yeah, we'll be right back right after this.
I was born a shotgun in my hands. Behind the gun, I'll...
Oh! It's me. It's the D-O-double-G, the Road Dog Jesse James, and you're listening to Running the Ropes on the Unchained Wrestling Network. And if you ain't down with that, I got two words for you. Suck it.
It's WWE's most savage structure, designed by the devil himself, built to torment
hell
in a cell. Now, for the first time ever, a triple threat match enters hell in a cell. The arrogant Alberto Del Rio.
Some people just born to be great.
The outspoken CM Punk.
I am the best in the world.
WWE Champion John Cena.
You want some?
Come get some.
Battle for the WWE Championship.
Expect pain and suffering.
It only happens once a year. WWE Hell in a Cell.
Hey guys, it's Mr. Money on the Mic, JJ, all caps Sexay of the SNS Radio Network. If you're looking for the latest news in professional wrestling and, of course, some of the best columns on the World Wide Web today, visit headlocks2headlines.com. That's headlocks, the number two, headlines.com. It's the official news site of the SNS Radio Network. You should make it your official news site as well. Once again, www.headlocks2headlines.com.
Hey, you.
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Have you checked out the new Unplugged on Friday nights? Well, if you haven't, make sure you check out the new Unplugged Friday nights with JJ Sexay at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Mountain Standard Time, where JJ covers SmackDown, video games, and whatever the hell else he feels like. See you in chat.
This is the Master, your Master, and you're listening to Running the Ropes on the Unchained Wrestling Network.
Stiff upper lip. Like a dog.
All right, welcome back to Running the Ropes. Right here, exclusively on the Unchained Wrestling Network. Brian Maverick Bertrand with you once again. And with us, as always, this week, because Chris Kelly's gone, we have Randy McWilliams and one Mr. Heartbreak Mike. And guys, how far along is Awesome Kong?
She's, when was her last appearance on Raw?
I want to say May or June. One of those months, but I forget.
It's about,
I
think, 3 months.
Doing July, I'll be happy. If she's doing July, I'll be happy.
That's almost a whole year, dude.
I mean, shit, if Bonnie from Family Guy can have her kid in a year, then, I mean, shoot, Awesome Kong can... Well, then again, she said she'd be back by WrestleMania, so I would have to say March.
Well, I don't know. I just thought I'd ask some random questions. So, TNA. I already just bitched about them earlier in the show about Matt Hardy getting 3 DUIs. Are you kidding me? And now let's see. Ric Flair was on the season premiere of Cleveland show.
Yes.
Does this guy need more money or what?
I was done. When I saw it, I was on the ground dying. Everyone had their own wigs. I was dying.
And what was great was that they didn't use like his current look. They used his old look from like the 70s and 80s.
Woo!
If there's anything I know if there's anything I know more than anything of, it's divorce, wrestling, and enduring male friendship.
Woo!
Woo! Woo! Enjoy yourselves in your canoe!
You should have did a sound clip of that, dude. I'm sorry.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to. I really am. I just gotta find that part.
I think that Fox Network really did something with wrestlers, yo. Because first, okay, here we go.
Cleveland
Show
totally
was Ric Flair.
Oh,
God.
Oh. Why aren't you playing? It's not playing. Oh, son of a
Tuesday.
Bitch.
Tuesday was Rick. No, Cleveland Show was Ric Flair. And then what's his name? Family Guy was Rick Rude.
Did they have Rick Rude?
Yes, they did.
Oh, I did not see that.
They did Rick Rude's theme song.
Oh, well, that's a generic theme song.
I don't care if it's a stripper theme song. I still think they did really good.
That's the stripper theme song.
And what was funny, and you bring up Family Guy, and what was funny is that it was Bruce Jenner doing it. I busted up laughing at that point.
I know. I was like.
Like, and trust me, I loved when Ric Flair was on the Cleveland Show. It was great. Oh, and please be this one.
But I thought he was
there
my friend. Now I'm wondering if maybe you guys aren't my friends either.
You bite your tongue, or I'll bite it for you.
Oh, boundaries. But I do want us all to be closer. Maybe we need to do something special together. So how do men bond?
Let me search it on my pad.
You are such a douche.
Male bonding.
Yeah.
Man, those guys are cut. Muscular, too.
Give me that cordless thing. Oh, here's a friendship camp sponsored by Nature Boy Ric Flair.
There you go. And of course, he's a Steam song. Or they try.
I'm the Nature Boy Ric Flair. Woo!
Woo!
Let me tell you, there are three things I know: divorce, wrestling, and enduring male friendship. Woo!
Now that is what a man looks like.
So if you want to be lifelong friends, join me on Nature Boy Ric Flair's Male Bonding Nature Trail. Woo!
That sounds perfect. Do you think he'd come to Stool Band?
I'm already here. Woo!
So how does this work?
Woo!
A river trip?
Woo!
To the Stool Band Springs?
Woo!
Sorry, Stool Band Hot Springs? Sounds great.
That's one idea. Here's another way to go. I'm just spitballing here, but how about we stay here, drink a bunch of beers, and leave one by one without ever really saying goodbye to each other?
Yeah. No. We're in. We're all in.
I don't want to spend my Saturday with a two.
And that's it right there.
I was done. I'm sorry. With Ric Flair, I was done.
It's the only one one of the shows I was watching that night, and you see him go, like, when they're actually at the camp, and he's body slamming and suplexing these canoes. I was just bawling.
I was bawling out laughing.
The canoe suplex. It was great.
Oh, my goodness. Props to Ric Flair, yo. Props to Ric Flair.
Yeah, but at the same time, is he really looking for more money that way?
I think
it was freaking hilarious. I was surprised you could understand him. I was surprised he was sober.
You know who should have did a good show? Who would have been on a good show? Sting with his Joker gimmick. He should have been on The Simpsons, teaming with Sideshow Bob.
I could see that. I could see him on a Halloween episode one day if he's not still, you know, all into God and all that.
Let's kill Bart.
No, he could.
It's showtime.
Seriously. No, he'll be like, come on, Homer. friends. I'll tell you what. Let's do this. Go on and do something here. And then we'll go on and have a nice time. Okay? Let's hug. Let's hug.
Let's hug. Friends. Bouquets.
Bouquets.
Red and yellow bouquets. And another thing I found on the internet is I don't have my head, my cord to fucking plug it in though, unfortunately. Damn, I think it's stuck in my car somewhere. Yeah, it's in my car somewhere. But there is a picture on many with Stacy Keibler's ass.
God almighty.
Oh, how good does that thing look?
She lives near me too. Suck on that, bitches.
Well, actually not anymore because she's dating George Clooney, so now she probably moved to Hollywood.
She's dating who?
George Clooney.
She can kiss my ass. She coming home to daddy. I got to pull a Bill Clinton. I will.
Yeah, really. But, I mean, hey, good for her. And her ass looks amazing. But, yeah, I mean, apparently they WWE hires a new VP of talent relations from LPGA. Really? Okay. And yeah, just thought I'd put that out there. Anyway, next week we're going to be back. I'm still talking to the guys at KJCC to get on there. I know I've said it a lot, but we've had a lot of, how do I say this? We've had some setbacks, unfortunately, but we're going to be on for sure sometime during this semester, if not next semester. So be sure to stay tuned for that. Anything else you guys want to mention or before we end the show?
There is something I want to do say.
Oh, yeah, there's something I want to bring up really quickly.
Okay.
Guess who's starting his own promotion now?
You're starting a promotion?
No, I'm not. Just imagine. I wouldn't mind it, but...
Oh, I was going to say.
No, Billy Corgan.
Oh, Jesus. Really? Right.
And guess who's one of the first people he signed?
Dixie Carter, no.
Who?
Cheerleader Melissa.
Wow.
What?
Is it a California-based company?
I do not know exactly. I'd imagine it'd be Chicago-based.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there goes Wrestlicious, part two.
But
no. No. Hold on.
Cheerleader Melissa was in the music video.
Cheerleader Melissa, she would not sign off on a Wrestlicious part two. I can guarantee that right now.
All right, then.
She's too good to ever be seen within 300 miles of that. So, yeah. She looks great. She's awesome. She's hot. But she wouldn't do that. So, yeah. Anyway.
She's a wonder woman.
Yeah, really. Anyway, that's going to do it for us this week. Next week, we're going to have more. We may have an interview. I'm not sure. Just got to finalize some things. If you have any suggestions, any comments or anything, you can leave it here on Unchained Wrestling, unchained-wwe.com for comments. Or you could also email us at runningtheropes, all one word, at yahoo.com. I would love to read your comments, your thoughts on everything going on within the world of professional wrestling. I would like to read them. I would love to read them live on the air. So, it's gonna do it for us. For Randy McWilliams, for Heartbreak Mike, it's Maverick saying, "See you later, everybody."
And happy flying.
Yes.
Au revoir, bitches.
Right.
And
I was gonna say, "Cowboys suck. Let's get suck."
And have fun in your canoe!